7866.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give you information.
Sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good Sunday evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. I am your host, Dave Hodges. Annie, who's usually flying co-pilot with me, is up near Prescott, Arizona, looking for a place to live. Hooray, hooray, hooray. I get her back to Arizona. That means more get-togethers between myself and my news director. But good news, she will be joining us in the last half hour, and we have a surprise guest to talk about guillotines. I kid you not. So we'll be talking about that in the latter part of the third hour. In the first part of the third hour, we'll have Katie Whalen, and she'll be bringing us the health report, as she always does. And before we join our first guest, Steve Quayle, I just wanted to say very quickly here that I think you need to consider the state of the economy. We're $18 trillion in debt. We have a $238 trillion unfunded, mandated liability, Social Security, Medicaid, Medicaid. Don't get mad at me. I think you should get it. It's a contract with the government, but it's in trouble. And then we have at least a $1.5 quadrillion debt with a $505 trillion interest rate that we have no hope of repaying. In this century or 10 centuries from now, the economy is going to tank. Your dollar is going to be worthless. They're planning to take your money while it's still worth something. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com, read the articles I've written about banking, and you will see they are going to grab your assets, your pensions, your retirement, your bank accounts. It's going to be gone. And any money that you've saved at home under the mattress or in the safe, it's going to be worthless because the dollar is going to implode. So I want to tell you about an option that you have, and that's Steve Quayle and Renaissance Precious Metals. They've been in business for 34 years, and Steve is your trusted source for buying gold, silver, platinum, and other precious coins. Those that have listened to Steve in the past have benefited greatly. The dollar is going away, and I want to emphasize that. This is something you've heard consistently on this show. But your economic future doesn't have to go away with the dollar. Steve is offering free shipping for listeners to the Common Sense Show. Mention us when you call him tomorrow. Remember, if you can't touch that gold, you don't own it. Call Steve Quayle tomorrow at 406-586-4842. That's 406-586-4842. And tell him Dave Hodges and the Common Sense Show told you to call. Now, speaking of Steve Quayle, he is our guest for the next 2 hours. So, no secret here. We've been promoting this pretty much all week long. And let's get right down to it, because when we have Steve on, time flies by. Steve, thanks so much for taking time out of your Sunday night to join us.
Well, thank you, Dave, and good evening to everyone listening worldwide. I think it's critical that, as you know, Dave, each new broadcast brings us closer to the time when the powers that be will make their move. And when the powers that be have made their move, the first thing they will do is obviously take down websites, kill the alternative broadcasters, meaning take off our broadcast first, and obviously try and do the damage they will do to whoever's been a voice of a reason to speak out against and to inform the people, to let them know that what's really going on. Concerning just the war on cash that's coming, I think the disconnect, Dave, especially in the metals market and in the financial realm in general, is the fact that people still believe that somehow zeros and ones on a cathode ray tube screen or whatever technology screen they're watching on their computer is somehow equal to something that you can touch. The rest of the world, China, Russia, India, the biggest nations of the world, obviously the Arab nations, everyone's acquiring true commodities. They're doing that because there will be a restructuring of a world currency, a global trading unit, whatever they call it. But before that day, it's going to be very difficult in America, and every day brings more bad news about, obviously, egg shortages, 70,000 pounds worth of bacon being spread over on the highway, kind of like eggs and bacon, kind of a prophetic picture, if you will, because America used to be known, seriously, for its breakfast. The rest of the world eats so scanty meals compared to the United States of America, and now the United States of America's breadbasket is getting very, very much lessened by geoengineering, i.e. chemtrails, all of the earthquakes, the extreme fracking and cracking. Now, what I'm talking about cracking, too, is the aquifers are not being replenished. So there is no such thing as normal weather now, in my opinion. So all that's going to affect not only what people can access, but the price of everything is going up drastically. So the best position for a person to be, especially people with 401s, IRAs, KEOs, I mean, if anybody really thinks, I had a guy email me today, Dave, said, tell me what's the best position over the next 5 years to take. I want to acquire gold over the next 5 years. I said, well, number one, I think that's idealistic to believe you will be able to, and based on what I see in the world that I live in, which is a 24-hour market worldwide for the precious metals, I don't think that's going to happen. So, fortunately, there are people, I'm hooked up with Survival 401k, Ross Powell, I've interviewed him. You may want to interview him, but survival401k.com. And what the idea is, a self-directed IRA now, you can take possession of U.S. silver eagles, U.S. gold coins. You can take them and have them without going through the tax ramifications or the penalties. So, again, this is something that people need to understand. I think, Dave, for so long, everyone's taken the blessings, all of us have, that God has given to us living in this once great nation that was once walking in his ways. Now people have to adopt, if you will, a total pre-Civil War thought process, because all of the articles that you've detailed in extreme detail, all the letters you've published, all the photos you've published, all the interviews you've done, they say one thing: America is a nation soon to be under siege. And here's the disconnect too, Dave. These people aren't just coming to throw people in FEMA camps. If you've watched how the special operations community worked over in Afghanistan and in Iraq and the entire Middle East, you'll know how they work. They don't just basically show up as a skirmish line as they did in the 1776, the Revolutionary War. I mean, they're using everything known to their ability to kill. So you and I were speaking before the show started officially that Deagle, the ones that were projecting 69 million people only in this country by 2025, have now blocked access to people to be able to go there. So, Dave, I think based on everything that you've been saying, everything you're writing, and what we're going to talk about tonight, what can we say or drive, how can we better drive the point home that this military is all being deployed internally? This is not an exercise. Good night. Special operations motto is they own the night. So when local sheriffs, you remember you and I first started talking about that months ago when we were talking about Jade Helm, the Jade Helm 15, the whole scope of the exercise originally was to be at night, and it was so that the military was even contacting sheriff and police department telling them, don't respond to 911 calls, it'll be us. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we know the light night of the long knives. We know that the Nazis never died. It's my position, Dave, that we're in the final Reich and that we're going to be under the quintessential dictatorship in this country, and then the world will go under a global dictatorship. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I totally agree. My position has always been preemptive events, martial law, subjugation of the country to get total compliance, World War III for the purposes of unification and depopulation. What do you think?
Well, that That's absolutely, yeah. Let's just take the situation in Waco. By the way, isn't it fascinating that Waco, the number nine people that were killed there, and there's news stories throughout the internet about basically most, if not all, were killed by police snipers. What makes anybody think that those were regular police? What makes anybody think that this thing wasn't a false flag? And look, I'm saying to people, what do the gangs represent that would cause a false flag to try and integrate them? Then holding 190, maybe 190 plus people, pretty much incommunicado, for with no burden of proof. That, this should be the ultimate. There should be every lawyer in Texas signing up to bail out, using their own funds to bail out the bikers, because what this is, Dave, is it's a takedown of any orchestrated group of men and or women in the gangs. And gangs is kind of a slang. A lot of these guys ride together. They're not all Hell's Angels or basically off of some former TV show. I mean, the point being is that somebody set this whole thing up, and it's because any form of orchestrated membership with veterans is a major threat to the New World Order. That's what I believe was the driving force behind this false flag. And notice that this still, it never happens to known Muslim terrorist groups, Muslim terrorist organizations, training camps, nothing ever happens. Yet you bring in a bunch of, and I'm going to say it, either white or Latino, or even black guys on motorcycles with military experience. In other words, if you're a vet, they don't care about the color of the vet. You're basically a target, excuse me, of opportunity. So I think that's what's going on in Waco, and I believe that when people didn't stand up in Waco, Texas, when the Branch Davidians were slaughtered. There's a blood sacrifice there, and I think the same thing is going on. My guess is something else. They say trouble comes in three. There's something about Waco. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it yet, but there is something about that. So I look for another event in Waco. But the blood from the Koresh slaughter, I'm not a protagonist for David Koresh, but the point is all those innocent men, women, children did not have to die. That could have been handled differently. And when people sit back and do nothing, when the innocent are slaughtered, they also become targets for the next slaughter when it comes.
I totally agree. In fact, they knew that there were children in there in the Waco, and they know that there are going to be children in future events like this. These people do not care. They have no
Absolutely.
Regard for human life. Steve, what's going to make Jade Helm go live in your estimation?
I think that the thing that will really make Jade Helm go live will be a series of events where they, meaning the people who are ultimately behind it, will use their own resources to bring in antagonists to start firing on the military. And I want to make it clear, Dave, the military is a divided camp. You have the pro-Constitution, pro-Bill of Rights. You've got the Marine Corps attitude, which in my opinion exemplifies what the country used to stand for, versus the new Air Force where Jesus is out. And if you're a warlock, a Wiccan priest, or anybody that's an avowed Satanist, welcome to this man's Air Force. And I think that's interesting because the Air Force, obviously, the Prince and Paladier. Now, I'm not saying all people in the Air Force subscribe to that, but I'm saying their doctrines promulgate that. And now we've got a battle going on within the ranks, soon to spill out from the ranks. And this is the whole war on veterans. You remember years ago listening to me, Dave, when I was warning the veterans, look, you guys, you're going to be the focus of absolute denial of benefits. And I had a veterans ministry. I was doing everything I could to try and help one vet at a time. The point being is that a lot of the vets took me on and said, don't give them any ideas. And I said, they certainly don't need my ideas to know what they're planning to do to you. Those horror stories of my email of wives watching their husbands suffer with almost insurmountable pain, the disarming of the veterans, and now the story on WorldNet Daily that if veterans want their Second Amendment rights back, they have to give up all government benefits, extortion, This is not the United States that we all knew and grew up with. I'm 63. Things have changed dramatically. But the unfortunate part is that I think that probably if we looked at it, my guess is 9 out of 10 high school students couldn't name the Bill of Rights, let alone identify what they are, or the Constitution, if they're in public school. You switch that, and if they're homeschooled, probably 90 out of 100 could. The point being is, what is hated? Everything that's good in this country, everything, the foundations of this country when it prospered and was the entire, if you will, jewel of the world, where people came here with a hope, a desire for a better life for them and their families, is gone now. I made this statement years ago. I said, you watch, America will turn from blessing to cursing. Where we were once respected will be hated. We will become a hissing in the nostrils of the nations around us. And a lot of people don't understand that is a biblical principle. And as I was, going on or just pondering and praying about what to talk about tonight, it comes right down to this, Dave. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Some guy sent me an email today, and of course it's one of those, I think he may have put his name in. It wasn't one of the nameless ones. But everybody still thinks that, well, if just enough of us rise up and arrest everybody, excuse me, who has the powers of arrest in this country? Well, the people do. You want to tell the people that? They see, what I think people are doing is they're frustrated in their introspection. They've waited too long. We as a nation have waited too long. The military, who took the oath to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, they forgot that now the guys that basically give them their paychecks have become the enemies. So, in an age of universal deceit, it's very hard to come out of the mass. And, you're getting more and more listeners, you're getting more and more viewers, more people are turning in, but at some tuning in, and they're basically turning, I guess, part of their brain on that has been on vacation maybe for 5, 10, 20 years. But what happens when that realization finally comes? Oh, no, it's later than I thought. Oh, no, it's later. I never thought, or the typical email, I never thought I would live to see the country in the shape it's in. Well, you should have considered that 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, 25 years ago. And unfortunately, again, I'll go with the wisdom of Solomon on this, and I'm talking about the proverb. I think it basically says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? When the wicked rule, the righteous mourn. And now we've got everything that you've pointed out, the clergy response teams. America died in its pulpits. America died because of its pulpits, because as I maintain, I make no apologies for it. I saw that you were getting flack for mentioning prayer. Prayer changes the world. Prayer changes things. But it's not just the fact that we're praying. It's who we're praying to. But there comes a time in God's holy his very holy revelation through his word and his personage that he said enough is enough. And I think that's the greatest disconnect that I cannot get across to people, resulting in the greatest frustration. When God says enough is enough, there's two ways that he can deal with the destruction like of Sodom and Gomorrah, fire and brimstone, or he can allow the very sin to waste away. And I think the tragedy is when America, who's pushing for war with the Russians, and when America goes to war, I've heard, specific people claiming that they've heard, and I'm not challenging them because I believe it's true, they've heard from the Lord that America will fight its battles without him next time. Well, we already know the technological slump. We know the treason. We know all of our highest technology was sold out or betrayed out by former presidents, not just this one. So the point that we're getting at is what, people want to shake a stick. Number one, a stick doesn't do very good against a guided missile or a laser. The point being is, the question I put out there, and we'll talk about that tonight then, how should we then live? Your article on guillotines. I remember 22 years ago on talk radio, let me tell a story about guillotines because a lot of stuff floating around on the web came from one of my sources. My source was a Boeing test pilot. His brother was a longshoreman in Long Beach, actually, my friend basically got a call from his brother, and he said that a Korean freighter had come in. They were unloading a bunch of crates, wood crates, and one of them obviously slipped, broke open. And those were in the days, Dave, when there were no cell phones to take pictures of. You know, people say, well, I won't believe it until I see a picture. I said, you probably won't believe it until your neck is in the yoke. But that's neither here nor there. But the point being is that's where one of the stories. I had a four-star special operations general located out of Austin tell me that he flew into Fort Hood, and because of the nature and sensitivity of his security clearances, normal generals can't even be on his helicopter. And he talked about a nondescript country house on Fort Hood. But unfortunately, that was just a facade. He said the cantilever guillotines were positioned, and basically what you saw on top of the ground wasn't at all what was under the ground. Imagine, if you would, kind of like what's on top and then a slide down into a vast area. So the story of the guillotines, and I found that interesting that you would bring that up, because it all goes back to Genesis 3:15. I asked an Illuminati, a very wealthy Illuminist before he died, why they like to cut the heads off. And he said the Illuminati is behind it because of the bruising of Satan. You know, so the point is that Jesus crushes the head of the serpent, so the serpent is going to take the head of all of God's children off. And that's what the Bible says. It specifically talks about beheading. Now enter the Muslims, the whole Quran, the beheading of the infidels. Once that started with Danny Pearl, I knew that something had been released. I talked about it years ago, too long ago to remember, but we discussed it at length. And I even remember the name of, we all know of the Headless Horseman from Wuthering Heights, but there was actually a thing called the Headless Demon. A lot of people don't believe in this stuff, so I won't go there. But the point being is that that spirit, if you will, that supernatural evil presence has now been loosed in the earth. And we know that in the time that's coming, and we're watching it with ISIS, we're watching the mockery of Christianity by ISIS, we're seeing absolute Christians just slaughtered by the hundreds of thousands in the last couple years, not all at once, but in all the nations it adds up to that, and yet not one peep from the Muslim in the White House, yet not one peep from the community that voted him in that claims to be Christians. I'm talking both. I'm not just talking black community or the whites. I'm talking all those who claim to be Christians. You know, the tree is known by the fruit it bears. And I don't care when you take a man and all his words are against Christians, the God of the Bible, mocking Jesus Christ at the prayer breakfast, and then everything is pro-Muslims, and basically when it comes to the issue of Muslims, he said he's going to stand with them. Well, he's lived up to his word in that.
He has. So Steve, we got to step aside for a quick break. We come back, I'm going to let you finish that thought. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back in just a moment with a message from our sponsors. We don't have to tell you things are bad. You're getting the dose of it right here as we're carrying on our conversation with Steve Quayle. The economy's on the verge of collapse, as I pointed out. Jade Helm is practicing for martial law and extraction of political dissidents. The Russians are threatening to nuke us. And when this all goes down, there's going to be no 911 to call. I want to tell you about my friend Bob Griswold from ReadyMadeResources.com. Bob can help you get ready for what's coming. Very few of us realize that we are most vulnerable at night. And this is why Bob and I are making the push on this show for you to get on to ReadyMadeResources.com, look over the night vision, and make some decisions here. Because if the bad guys have night vision and you don't, you're going to lose. The PVS-14 third-generation auto-gated unit is the best in the world, and that's exactly what Bob sells. And, of course, ReadyMadeResources.com offers the best in low-cost survival food as well. Bob's Mountain House Foods are the best in the industry. For every $100 you buy, Bob will send you 15 pre-1964 silver dimes and mix or match 6 cans to a case, and you'll get free shipping if you mention the Common Sense Show. Call Bob tomorrow at 1-800-627-3809. That's 1-800-627-3809. 3809, and after the show, visit ReadyMadeResources.com and look at the fine inventory of products that Bob has available. He's been in business for 19 years. Well, joining us is Steve Quayle, and we're kind of processing a lot of things that are going on simultaneously, and Steve is doing an excellent job of connecting the dots here. And Steve, I want to go back and just throw it back to you to allow you to continue to make the point that we have lost our way because we've lost our Christian heritage.
Well, not only that, but we've lost our way because people have become apathetic, indifferent, and quite candidly, Dave, they rested on their laurels when they forget that laurels were made into wreaths that go on the head of Caesar, who ultimately puts them into the Colosseum. And by the way, I want to say one thing about your commercial with Bob on AMPBS 14s. Probably the most single important survival item after food and after, let's just call it food and firearms and obviously water and all the basic stuff which you've covered, it's night vision. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, Jade Helm is going to take place at night. The reason you need night vision, especially those of you who don't understand modern battlefield, is everyone is going to be using it when they come against the gun owners. The day is gone, Dave, when you can go to your front door dressed in your boxer shorts and your T-shirts with a shotgun. So I'd encourage everybody, and obviously, to get a hold of Bob and get the PBS 14s, because it night vision, when I wrote my book, and it's a critical point. Bob's a sponsor of yours, but this is critical. Night vision is probably the single most important item for 12 to 6 in the morning. Night vision shows you when somebody's using a laser in order to target something or someone. Night vision shows you stuff in the sky. You'd be surprised what you can see in the way of, quote, UFOs, and I call them IFOs, identified flying objects. You'd be surprised what you can see with not only night vision but thermal. So Bob has got a tremendous resource to get people that I consider it more important. Look, you can only fire one rifle and one pistol. You can't fire 20 or 30 rifles in a gun safe or a half a dozen or a dozen handguns. Night vision is something that should be in everyone's bug-out bag. Let me give you a good example. This is tactical, okay? This is not just a commercial, or kudos to Bob for making it available through your show, but let's say something happens. And it's sunset, and you're trying to head home, and there are roadblocks, and there's a forest on your left, a forest on your right. Most people, unless they're accustomed to going into the forest at night, are afraid or frightened. I can tell you, I proved this at a men's retreat once with a bunch of Christians, and most of them were hunters. And here's how I did it. I think this will help you to understand too, Dave. I said, count to 10 and come find me. Well, all I had to do, because I had night vision, I was saying, look at what can be done with night vision. Basically, I think I said, count to 10 or 15, whatever. They started counting. What I did is quietly slip behind them, and then I just kind of hunched down on my perches and watched them all taking off. They had no idea where I was, and all of a sudden I said, here I am, and I just stood behind the guy that said, well, I don't need that stuff. I can see in the dark. This is a true story. And the guy was tough, but I said, listen, you're a tough guy. His name was Doug, but you're a dead guy because you didn't expect it to come the way it came. So I'd encourage everybody to contact ready-made resources because it doesn't make any more sense, Dave, to have one more gun, one more pistol, or another 1,000 rounds and have zero night vision because you've got to see what goes on in the dark. It is the tactically and most practical, important bit of survival, what the British would call kit, or what we would call gear, that you can acquire because it's that important. So I think it really becomes almost an in-your-face slap in the face, because Jade Helm, remember when it was first stated, Dave, they're going to operate at night between midnight and 4 or midnight and 5?
Yes, I do. That's what got my attention, because where have we seen that in history before?
Well, absolutely. So what night vision does is it gives the person who is at a 100% disadvantage in the night. And can I just take on an attitude of survivalist? Most people probably don't know this, but I was one of the guys that started the survival movement almost three decades ago, maybe even longer than that. And the thing, having one of the biggest survival stores in the country, had a giant catalog, went out to everybody. And what I learned is that the assumptions that people were making were based on basically what they'd been told from a friend. Talk to somebody who's been in Delta Team or a SEAL or someone who's been in special operations. And again, people have got to understand they need every advantage because the powers that be, and you know I refer to them, the powers that be, the devils that are going to strike in the night. The devil is basically called the Prince of Darkness. It's not because he goes around with a searchlight on all the time. It's because he basically hangs out in the dark, and his deeds are evil. That's what the Word of God says. So, you know, this is an important mindset. There's no, how do I say this? There's no turning off the lights, locking your front door with a deadbolt, and hoping that your NRA sticker on the bumper isn't seen. Look, they got it all dialed in. And let me deal with this whole thing on there are 100 million guns and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah. I hear that every day.
Yeah, it's not realistic. Most deer hunters, most hunters themselves, are not going after big game that shoots back. Most hunters are not going after people that can track your every move with every form of sensor known to mankind and then some. So the point that I'm trying to make in this is that is a moot argument. The reason, and this is something that, again, another special operations general, why do people tell me this stuff? Same reason they tell it to you, Dave, because you're trying to tell people the truth. They sense that you want to save as many lives as possible. And when someone tells the truth, the people that know what's going on will tell the people that are trying to tell the truth. And you know what? We basically warn, and all we get is scorn. That thought has been going through my head since 3:30 in the morning. That's what time I woke up this morning. We warn, they scorn. We warn, they scorn. And I know what scorners are. But here's the deal. There's a time when the scorners will find themselves in the corners of their own making, and there's nobody to rescue them. They listen to Dave Hodges, they listen to me, Steve Quayle, they listen to who Doug Hagman, they listen to whoever, so they can mockingly feel like they are superior by mocking those of us who are warning against their scorning. But again, they will find themselves painted into not only an intellectual corner they can't get out of, but also a financial and physical corner they can't get off. Anybody who's ever watched a boxing match, you're a martial arts guy, there comes a time when your opponent cannot move and you have the freedom of movement. What happens, Dave, when that time comes?
You take his head off.
You take his head off. So, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm saying is this. Corners have been identified for you by them, the them being the New World globalists, hellions from the bottomless pit loosed on the earth. And this is the other thing, Dave. Most people think that they're fighting against flesh and blood. Some of these people who are in this country, I'm telling you, we may think they're normal, and this is where people go, I don't believe that stuff. Quayle's trying to make me frightened. No, I'm not trying to make you frightened. I'm saying recognize it. The Bible says, for we wrestle not, we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness, and those are all real entities. So let's just take the gun owner thing. I want to get back to that. The average person does not know how to deal under fire. That means when you've got incoming fire, multiple machine gun bursts, M40 grenade launchers, you know, or the belt-fed semi-automatic or automatic grenade launchers, let alone missiles, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I'm not... Somebody says, well, you sound like you're defeated. Not at all. I believe in the God of the billion to one. That means literally, I believe that faith will overcome. Somebody says, yeah, I'd like to see you dodge bullets with my faith. Well, I got news for you, pal. And I get emails like that. You know, the only reason I'm alive is because of the grace of God and intercessors. I have continued to say that for 25 years on talk radio. Got another email today. I'm surprised you're alive. And my answer to those people, and even those that will be saying it tonight, is, you know, if you knew the God of heaven, and you knew the biblical principles of faith, it would be no a secret, you know, and God wants that for everyone. But going on, the average hunter isn't set for what's coming. Now, the kudos to that are obviously veterans. The kudos to that are obviously guys who have mastered camouflage. The idea, Dave, that this is kind of what I call the attitude of good time Charlie goes to war. It's not going to be. They believe in blitzkrieg. They believe in night. They believe in coming while everybody's groggy and sleepy. They know biorhythms. They know that you just told your uncle, brother, sister, mother, friend on the phone that you're going to call it an early evening because everybody chats on the phone. So I think that people have got to understand that the reason that all of the foreign troops are here is simply this. They're mercs. They're mercenaries. They are paid. Every single neighborhood in America has been gridded, G-R-I-D-D-E-D. It has been GPSed. You've covered this, Dave. People still don't believe it. The bottom line is that they know in a given population density, in a given town, that let's say all the gun owners, I'm making this simple, all the gun owners live on the north side of town, all the liberals live on the south side of town. Guess where they are going to go? The north side of town. So they know exactly what you've got. Every single database that's out there has already been made known. In other words, they know who's got what. Sure, maybe you bought something. That's irrelevant. You see, Dave, people think that they're coming to take my AR-15 away, but they don't know about my 30-06 Husqvarna or Saco, Winchester, Remington, you fill in the blank, Marlin, whoever is a manufacturer of the firearm, that they don't care about those. No, they don't care about the guns. Here's the disconnect, Dave, and then I want to let you feedback on this. They are not coming for the guns. They are coming for the gun owners. The gun owners think, well, I'll just basically tell them, ha, 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 I had a fishing accident. And I say, ha, ha, ha. By the way, that's a suppressor going off. My suppressor noises aren't very good, but that's what those two noises were. So this is the disconnect. The disconnect is that bravado and denial somehow will work to be an effective fighting force. I don't believe that.
No, I don't either. And there's not a day that goes by that I don't get chastised by somebody. We have 300 million handguns. They don't stand a chance. It's why Yamamoto said America couldn't be invaded. And I hear this over and over and over, and they have failed to keep up with technology. They fail to recognize what's happening. Jade Helm is preparing to cut the head off the snake. So, Steve, let's talk for a minute. Your understanding of how they will carry out these extractions at 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. when they drop into our neighborhoods. What exactly is going to happen?
Well, specific teams will be assigned to specific households. In other words, they will know that, let's say that my typical sleeping pattern is, well, they'll know I don't sleep. I'm sorry. Let's take some of the normal sleeping pattern. That, of course I sleep. I fall asleep, Dave, at my desk. My head has Q-W-E-R-T-Y, whatever, on my forehead. So there are times I just can't stay asleep, awake any longer. But they will assign specific homes. Now look, flashbangs, basic stuff. Flashbang grenade goes off. They don't care about, by the way, opening your window carefully. They'll break in, kick in, do whatever. The point is, if you are on the red list, okay, especially veterans, I pray, this is my prayer, Dave, that you or me or someone will be given a heads up by someone who we trust that has been confirmed to be a reliable source to tell everybody it's on the way. The last thing you want to do is be where you spend the majority of your time. At that point, it's time to use Fieldcraft 101. Now, I'm not talking about women and children. The point is that, let me say this too, based on what you were told, based on what I was told, I published the same alert that you were given by the same man. What are they going to do with the families of the people that are the gun owners, Dave, according to your source and my source?
Well, I get two schools of thought. The most predominant is they're going to execute them along with the primary target. The second is if they take them, they're going to separate them.
Yep. Well, you're separated if they blow the husband away, and then who knows how it takes. Now, let me ask you this. what happens to everybody's stuff, okay? Everybody's, their stuff, whether it's their heirloom this, their great-grandmother's that, their guns, what happens to their stuff? Well, let me tell you what happens to this stuff. Hawk overheard I believe the tape was played to him, a Canadian general talking about, and this was Canadian, okay, talking about the stupid Americans. Not only are the gun owners going to lose their lives, but all their stuff is going to become the spoils of war. To the victors go the spoils. What did the Allies do when basically we invaded Europe? We took all their stuff, okay? Especially the stuff of the Nazis or the Germans or whatever, whoever sided with Germany. But this is something that I think is really important. It's kind of like somebody sitting in a rocking chair, with a shotgun, hoping for the best, but they don't understand. It's not that the person who's sitting on the shotgun, sitting on the rocker with their shotgun, no pun intended on this, but when they're off their rocker, the rocker becomes the property of the invading force. An interesting thing, I have a woman that listens to me that runs, I think, or was in an antique store on the East Coast, and she spoke Russian. And she overheard two Russians talking, and the young Russian was reaching in his pocket to buy something he really liked. It was a piece of Americana something, and I forget what it was. And the older Russian stopped him, and he said, "Today you own it with your eyes. Very soon you will own it without paying for it." Now, that's not an idiom of Americana. Today you own it for your eyes. Do I believe that really took place? Absolutely. So let me say this. Your stuff is no value to you when you're dead. That's why people should go into a mode of getting rid of the stuff they don't need and getting something practical. We've heard so much about EMP. We've seen the new aircraft that have such defined pinpoint accuracy that, Dave, they can take my phone out, and they've done it before, they can take my computer offline, they can knock me out, knock me off, and no one will know about it until there's just no more Steve. So, knowing all that, the mindset is this, we're under occupation, okay? And I would say this, we are under, and here's another word, we are under pre-assassination times. And those pre-assassination times are getting closer and closer. You don't have the military force. Now, let's talk, maybe in the next hour. Could all this military being deployed for something else? Could it be Nibiru, the 10th planet? Could it be a cataclysm that's coming, i.e. the great San Andreas earthquake? Could it be the New Madrid? Could it be all these things? Yeah, it could be all those things, but those things aren't the focus. Guns are at this point. Guns are the number one thing. Isn't the Pope coming to address the United States Senate for the first time and the United Nations in September? Yes. What is the Pope doing addressing those bodies? Well, what's going on behind the scenes? Well, Tom Horn, Chris Putnam have already made the statement that at some point the Vatican announces that we're not alone. I maintain the gun control agenda has a lot to do with, quote, when they float the alien card. The aliens, not illegal aliens, by the way, but, the little demons and the big demons that are coming, claiming that they created us. So there is going to be a religious shakeup. There's going to be, if you will, the entire belief systems of most people is going to be hit like a cymbal in a cartoon. And how they respond is going to be, at least in the Illuminati's mind, they will respond as they're told to respond or they'll be killed. See, this is the idea that I think is lost on everybody. When these demons, devils, and globalists make the statement that 500 million people are the population they're shooting for, that should make 5.5 to 6 billion people rather upset, shouldn't it?
Well, absolutely. And I totally agree with them playing the alien card. In fact, actually, I'm working on an article I'm going to release either Tuesday or Wednesday where I resurface Operation Bluebeam and some of the derivations that have been performed on this plan up into the modern times. I do think it's possible that that's the fail-safe fallback. If they can't get us where they want us with Operation Jade Helm or something like it, I think they're going to play out the alien card, and I think the Pope is being used for that purpose.
Oh, absolutely. And that's exactly what they're going to do. So let me say this, you know, I mean, it's obvious that we're not the problem with guns. It's obvious that the bikers, and I want to say this to every biker gang out there tonight, please, you guys and ladies, understand anybody who is an agent provocateur in your groups is most likely the bad guys. Someone had to speak a word to those three different gangs to show up there, okay? And whoever it was, these guys are not beyond infiltrating. And this is the idea, Dave, of the fifth column. There are so many columns out there that, I mean, you'd think we were a bunch of accountants with a vertical spreadsheet instead of a horizontal spreadsheet, meaning columns. By that, I mean groups of antagonistic agents trying to foment rebellion because, listen, they will generate the very thing that they have the solution for, and it's kill everybody. Their attitude is kill everybody and let God sort them out. Not God, but in their case, Satan. So my prayer, and as you probably know, being on Doug Hagman's show, when we've been doing a 40-day, at least one meal a day fast for the last 37, 38 days, calling on God to intervene, it's no different than Queen Esther's time in the Old Testament. We got some really nasty dudes that want to kill all the Christians. And the Christians aren't the problem. The problem is the pulpits have turned rancid. They have putrefied. And with putrefied pulpits come basically powerless people. You know, and this is the idea that the pulpit was the strongest voice for freedom and liberty. If you compare a preacher from the 1800s, 1700s, you know, go back to 1600s, I've got a book called The Christian and Complete Armor. I think it's by William Gurnall. I'm looking at it as I'm looking while I'm talking to you. And I think it's 1659. The sucker's 500 pages and this small print. So whether it's Charles Spurgeon, whether it's all of the great theologians of our time, you know, the point being is that these guys fought and were willing to be burned at the stake and to lie down their life for that wonderful word called liberty. And the Bible says where the Spirit of the living God is, there is liberty. Where, and I'll just say, obviously, the converse is true. Where the Spirit of the living God is not, there is bondage. So they're going to play the alien card. They're going to play whatever, and I commend you for taking on Project Bluebeam. I think I interviewed Dave in my radio career. Well, I know I did. Serge Manast, okay? And I interviewed a lot of the different guys that were really aware of what they can do. And what they can do, meaning obviously now we've seen 3D holographic projections of people. They've got it down now to a science where they can make a battlefield look like it's totally real and it can be virtual. So we've got now the problem of determining what's real and what is even real. What is physical versus what is spiritual? What is ethereal versus what is a reflection? All of these things do not bode well, and that's why I commend you for your statement on prayer. Don't give in to them, Dave. You know, I could say this. Remember this, that God himself came up with the word bastard. People will get mad at me for using that. Let me define the word from God so people understand. In all the writing I've done on the fallen angels, and now even the WorldNet Daily has taken that up. Gee, they're only about, what, 15 years too late? But that's okay. Better late than never. The point being is that was what God called the offspring of the fallen angels and humans that were produced. So these entities that are the globalists, trilateralists, the Luciferians, they claim that they have that bloodline. So when I call them that, some people say, well, usually if you were a real Christian, you wouldn't use that word. And I said, if you weren't ignorant, you'd understand the context in which I use that word.
Absolutely.
People are more offended, Dave, by little things than the big things that are coming against them.
Yeah. How much in the course of your day, Steve, as you unfold all this, learn all this, and disseminate it, are you attacked by disinformation agents?
Well, somebody sent me a new one. Somebody doesn't know me, you know, basically saying, turn me off, I'm entertaining, blah, blah, blah. I'm the only, incessant, okay, incessant. And somebody, you know, somebody once said, well, you should just thank God, Steve, you're over target. I said, would you like to take my position under the ACAC fire for 1 hour? I'm not saying that as well as me, but I'm just saying, Dave, it doesn't cease. I had a lieutenant colonel from Northcom. You've heard me tell the story. People need to hear it. With tears in his eyes, he grew up and went to school with my daughter, Stephanie. He came to see me because he said, I heard how frustrated you were. This is true. People want to believe it, believe it. If you don't, don't. But with tears in his eyes, he sat looking, and by the way, his dad and I were, we personally went to college together, we're in the same curriculum, motion picture production, okay? The point being is that he said, Steve, we have entire groups of individuals that get raided on how many false identities that they can to undermine your credibility, to call into question your business practices. We make up people, and he said, and this is the interesting part, and he said, Steve, and by the way, he was in the Air Force, and you know what his thing was? He was in psychological operations. The guy loved Jesus, Dave. That's why he had a breakdown. He loved Jesus. And he wanted, and he was, at that point, it was a couple of years ago, I think he was trying to get out, but he knew what was coming. He said, Steve, I've been in meetings where they've talked, the U.S. Air Force has talked about using bombers, using fighters against American citizens. And they call that, by the way, Dave, yard farming, okay?
Yeah, I've heard the
term. So, yeah, well, that's where, I think it was Greg, actually it was Greg Evenson that first used that term on talk radio, you know? And so the GPS, by the way, there was a reason for standing in the doorway to GPS. That's so, as one person who threatened me said, so I can send a hellfire missile at you, certain part of your body anatomy. I'll try and be as tactful as possible. So the point being is this. They can send their hellfires, but they are all in danger of the hellfire unless they repent. And that's the problem with illusion. Illusion looks real. These guys believe they're going to have a new world order where basically, you know, the fig trees are going to bear figs and the robotic lovers are going to be there for them at a kind of like the Stepford Wives on steroids. They're going to have all of the pleasure in life. They're never going to have to worry about dying because they'll have a new body. They will be like gods. So see, the devil's promised them, you don't have to serve the living God. You don't have to repent. Just do what you do and do it wholeheartedly. I'll give you a forever. Didn't Satan say the same thing in the Garden of Eden? Ye shall not surely die. What's modern, you know, Drudge headlines? Death soon to be conquered. Men will live to be 1,000. Kurzweil saying men and machines will merge. They'll never know death. So I can tell you this. Evidently, people believe the lie. And again, they believe the lie. So guess what? Anybody who challenges the lie, they've got to fry. In other words, again, we get out of the fire maybe in one sense, but then we get into the fire, we get out of the frying pan into the fire, because Satan is a liar, and he's promising the most powerful people in the world what they want most. That's their lives without the fear of eternal judgment, that they shall live forever, and ultimately, because of all of the super enhancements, they become gods. That's what I wrote in my book Xenogenesis, which you and I talked
about.
You did.
Steve, we got a break for the top of the hour break. When we come back, we'll pick it up right here. We're going to get into CERN, opening up the gates of hell. Stay tuned, everybody. See you in hour number two.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.